Praise Lord, my dear brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's podcast ministries. Today's morning words for meditation is taken from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verses starting from 15, 17 and 18. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verses 15, 17 and 18. And he said, "Listen, all of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat. Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you." And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. Amen. Here ends the Bible reading. My dear brothers and sisters, you might be a small lot. You might be like an army of Gideon, just with 300 people. But the Lord God Almighty is with you. He is the battle hero, and you are his servant. When you trust and believe and when you obey his voice, the battle is not yours. When the enemy comes against you, the battle belongs to the Lord. When the enemy raises his sword, when he tries to hit you hard, when he comes to slay your head, the Lord shall send his mighty, hallelujah, the angel, the mighty angel to slaughter your enemies. The word of God says that the God is giving a command to all the people of Judah and Jerusalem. Jehoshaphat, he prayed to the Lord. "Listen, all you of Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem." Then the Lord says that, "Do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude." Because of this great multitude, because of this great army, do not be worried, do not be afraid, do not be dismayed. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Can you please highlight and give a clap to the Lord? For the Lord says that this battle does not belong to you. This battle is not yours, but this belongs to God. This battle is God's. This battle is God's battle. Are you afraid about the multitude coming against you? Are you worried about the raining bullets? Are you worried about the missiles that is coming against you? But the Lord says that this battle is not yours. This battle belongs to me. All those who touch you, they touch the apple of my eyes. All those who touch you, they touch me. All those who trigger you, they trigger me. So this battle does not belong to you. This battle belongs to me. I will take care of the enemies. The Lord says, I will come in between. I will come amidst of the battlefield. And I will show the enemies who I am. Hallelujah. When the Lord himself stands against, when the Lord himself is with you, who can stand against you? The Lord is with me as a mighty, awesome one, and my persecutors will tremble and they shall run away. I will seek for them, but I can't find them. I will search for them, but I can't find them. That's how the Lord will do with all your enemies. You might think that you are a little lot. You are a tiny lot. You do not have an army to fight against. There are a multitude of enemies coming against you like a flood. But the Lord says, this battle does not belong to you. This battle belongs to me. Hallelujah. When you read that chapter, when you read that verse, verse 16, you'll feel the power and authority of the Lord when he says, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours. For the battle is not yours. You are not standing alone, but there are angels, millions of angels. There are heavenly hosts who are surrounding you. You are not alone in the battle, but this battle belongs to me. I am the war hero and the Lord God of hosts. Who can stand against me? Who can stand against my children? The Lord is taking up this challenge. This challenge belongs to the Lord. This battle, this hallelujah, this war belongs to the Lord. Yes. Surrender. Commit this battle into the hand of the Lord. Into the mighty hands of the Lord. Surrender this war. Surrender this battle. The enemy will run away. The enemy will flee away. You will search for the enemy and you will not find them. The Lord is going to do such a marvelous thing amidst of you. For the Lord God Almighty, He is our battle hero. Jehovah. Amen. Jehovah Nissi. Hallelujah. God of war. Hallelujah. Yes, He will wage your war. He will wage your war. Let us go to verse 17. Says, you will not need to fight in this battle. Very clearly the Lord is telling Jehoshaphat. The Lord is telling you. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Just position yourself and stand still. The Lord is not even asking you to trigger even a bullet. He's not asking you to be ready and be prepared with your spears and your swords. The Lord is asking just to be in your own position. Stand still. Be like a statue. Stand still. Do not move. For the Lord God Almighty is going to take care of the battle. He says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Just like the Lord had done with Israelites when they fled from Egypt. Hallelujah. He had shown salvation before Pharaoh and his army. The same word that he spoke with Moses. Stand still and see the salvation. See my salvation. Stand still, you my children, and see my salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. How powerful is the word of God. And it says, who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem? Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. You stay still and do what the Lord says. You stand still and see the salvation of the Lord and go out tomorrow in the appointed time of the Lord. You have to wage war in the appointed time of the Lord. Hallelujah. You have to listen and obey to the commander-in-chief. He is the commander-in-chief. He is the war hero. Amen. The Lord says, go out tomorrow against them. Against enemies, not today. Tomorrow, go against them. For the Lord is with you. For the Lord is with you. The Lord is with us yesterday, today, tomorrow, forever. Until the end of the ages, the Lord is with you. There are battles, there are wars that come in between. Enemy try to plunder the blessings the Lord has given us. But when we obey and surrender to the will of God, He says, I will take care of this battle. I will take care of this battle and I will wage the war for you. Do not be worried about the multitude of enemies who are coming against you. Do not think that you are little. Hallelujah. I am the Lord God of hosts. When you, my children, obey my voice and stand in my presence, stay calm and just believe, the war would have ended. I would have closed. I would have made a complete end of all your enemies. Hallelujah. Amen. And what did Jehoshaphat do? Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. Hallelujah. Who cannot worship the Lord? How can we stand still without worshipping God when He had given us such a wonderful word of counsel, a wonderful word of comfort, a word of assurance in fear? Just imagine about them. Just imagine about the people of Judah. They have heard about the news that a multitude of enemies are coming against them. How much of war fear? How much of trembling? How many families would have heard the news and would have gone awestruck? Fear would have gripped the land of Jerusalem. But when the Lord speaks, people are encouraged. When the Lord God Almighty had taken charge of the battle, people got revived. Hallelujah. Their spirit got revived. The distressed spirit have gone away. The Lord had filled them with a sound mind. Amen. People started to worship and they started to bow down before Him and giving thanks to the Lord. For He is the protector. He is our Savior. And it is good and better to bow down and worship the Lord. Always, always. Even the good times and in bad times, always. We give that situation to the Lord. We give that situation, we surrender that situation in the hands of the Lord. And we glorify His holy name. We worship, we bow down before Him. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what Jehoshaphat did. And along with all people of Judah and Jerusalem. Jehoshaphat bowed his head, put his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. Hallelujah! The name of the Lord has been hallowed. The name of the Lord has been glorified in that place. We give glory and praise and honor to the Lord because He does marvelous things. And He is who He is. Hallelujah! For the Lord says, I am what I am. I am what I am. Hallelujah. His glory He shall not give to another. His glory He shall not give to another. God is a unique God. He is a jealous God. When we submit our life into His hands, He shall take control of it. He says, hallelujah, this battle does not belong to you. This battle belongs to me. And the enemies are battling just against me and not against you. Who can survive? Who can survive a war against the Lord? They shall be annihilated. Hallelujah. When the Philistines, they touch the Ark of Covenant. Hallelujah. There were thousands and lakhs of people who died. The Lord had struck them. For His glory He shall not give to another. The Lord shall not give His glory to another. He is a jealous God. He is a tremendous God. He is a consuming fire. That same God is talking, is speaking to you. The Lord who spoke to Jehoshaphat, who made Judah a victorious tribe. The Lord who lifted up Israel. The Lord who is the horn of the salvation. The Lord who dealt with Elijah, who came down like a flame of fire and quenched all the sacrifices on the altar. The mighty God who took up the challenge. The mighty God who defeated Pharaoh and his army and made them nothing. The same God is dealing with you today. The same God is dealing with you today. His hand has not been shortened. The outstretched arm of the Lord is still wide open. Hallelujah. If you believe, you will receive the miracle. If you believe and you trust and be obedient in His presence, and when you surrender all your problems into His feet, then you will claim victory. You will claim victory. Learn to be persevere. Learn to be patient in the presence of God. Do not be hasty. Amen. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord help you to be a conqueror. May you defeat all your enemies by the great and outstretched mighty hand of the Lord. Amen. May you claim victory in the name of Jesus Christ. In God's precious name, we pray. Amen.